Hey, you're listening to the Intentional Mind Podcast, and we're talking about what to do when the crap hits the fan, when life is not working out the way that you want it to. Specifically, we are talking about the law of polarity, sometimes called the law of opposites. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I've seen a lot of people out there getting really frustrated with how life has been because they're like, I'm trying to improve my life, but then this thing happens and this happens. And it's like, it leaves me wondering if I'm even meant to do the thing I want to do because look at all these roadblocks. Look at all this crap that is showing up. And I want to change how you might be perceiving that. Okay, because I want to explain the law of polarity to you. This is a law that a lot of times is not talked about. So you hear a lot about things like the law of attraction. So we know that, you know, you are attracting things in your life based on your thoughts, right? And your the energy that you bring into a space. We are all, in a sense, kind of like magnets. That's what the law of attraction would say. This is not just some weird stuff. Even if you are someone who follows the Bible, we know in the Bible it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So in other words, I see that as you become a match for whatever it is that you're thinking about, the kind of energy that you're putting out there, right? So we talk a lot about that. And recently on the show, we talked about on episode 52, you can go back and listen, the law of assumption. That was one of the most popular episodes. So I know you guys like this law stuff and hearing these different perspectives. Now I want to talk about the law of polarity. And this often shows up in as a stage in manifestation, if you will. You want to use that word. So if you are working on creating something in your life, bringing something into your life, and the crap hits the fan, this is the law of polarity oftentimes showing up. So as Sir Isaac Newton said, you might have heard this, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Meaning if you are trying to expand something in your life, you're trying to move forward on something, you desire something, the opposite shows up as well. Like that's part of it. So I like thinking about this because I also see it as if there is a problem in your life, there is a solution in your life. If there is a problem in your life, there is also a solution. That is so worth repeating. Because a lot of times we get so wrapped up in problems and the things that are going wrong that we forget that the opposite is also there as well. Because that is a law of the world or the universe. Okay, so the law of polarity. This is the state in manifestation where the contrast is provided to you. So here's an example. Let's say that you are really craving financial abundance, right? You want that in your life. You want financial peace. And then you start to experience lack. And as you're working on gaining that financial abundance, the car breaks down or you start to lose all this money. And then you start to think, well, maybe I'm not meant to have financial abundance, right? Everything you do during this time of contrast, when the law of polarity starts to act, is so important because you can get stuck in this state where you're just bringing more of that opposite into your life. And I also kind of think about it as like, you've probably heard of like the hero's journey and how like, you know, you set off to go do something and you face all these challenges and resistance. And that's a part of the hero's journey. So you can kind of see it as this is a part of the process. It's a part of you becoming the person that you're supposed to be. So instead of it looking at it as like, this is a bad thing, something's gone wrong, seeing it as, oh, I'm about to get my breakthrough. It's about to happen. This is a part of the process, right? And then you don't get stuck in that cycle of the opposites keep on showing up is what I'm trying to say. Okay, so here's another example. Maybe you're wanting to find work that you love, and then your current work right now seems just to be getting worse and worse and worse and worse, and you're like, I'm not finding the work that I want. Or, gosh, there's so many examples of where the opposite shows up. So let me give you another example recently from my own life. So the other day, Ian, my husband, came home from work and he was just like, didn't want to eat dinner, anything. He was just like, had a horrible day. And I was like, what's going on? And he's like, my day was crazy. Like, I had to call the cops on a patient because she flipped out, threw her bib off. Like, he's a dentist. So she flipped out, threw her bib off because he wouldn't treat her because she kept on trying to grab his hands as he was trying to, you know, work in her mouth. And he has a rule that if you try to grab him when he's working on you, then you're done. Like, he's not going to work on you. He's going to send you somewhere else to someone else, or send you somewhere else to someone else, because it's dangerous, because he has tools that he's cutting, you know, in your mouth with, things like that. It's dangerous to him, dangerous to you, yada, yada. So this lady flipped out, threw a bib, screamed and would not leave the office and was swearing and just like causing a ruckus, threatening, all the things. So they ended up having to call the cops, and he was just like, I hate this. Like maybe I shouldn't have even gone into dentistry. Like, people like that, working in that environment, so stressful. I felt so powerless as she's, like, swearing and spitting and just acting a fool. And he kept telling me all this stuff. And he's been talking about how he wants to work somewhere where, like, it just, you have people that are respectful and that come in and that are professionals, you know, or at least decent human beings as far as like they can manage their mind when they're there versus using profanity and threatening to hit people and whatnot, you know? So anyways, he's been mentioning that and he's been seeking opportunities. So as he's been looking for opportunities, now this contrast shows up and then he has a choice to make. He can decide that, yep, life sucks and I'm not meant to maybe go down that path that I want to be on. Or he can say like, oh, the law of polarity, it's showing up. I'm about to have a breakthrough. So I explained this to him. I was like, honey, are you familiar with the law of polarity? He's like, no. I'm like, let me tell you about it, because you know how I am. I always like want to talk about all this stuff. He's like, what? And I went on and he kind of like opened up and was like, that's interesting. And then right after, he ended up finding an opportunity, like multiple opportunities that he's pursuing with people like that are so much like him. That was something that he wanted, like where the other dentists love farming and they love just like, you know, salt of the earth people, as some would say. And the office staff and everything, like he can relate to all of them. And just like when they explained the kind of patients that they work with, he was like, yeah, like those are my kind of people. That's who I want to be around. Well, that was what showed up after the law of polarity. So anyways, the reason I bring this up is because when this stuff is happening, you got a choice to make. You get to decide what this means. You can make it mean that you're about to have a breakthrough. You can make it mean that you're trusting the process and you know that this is just a part of it. And to like realize that this is just a part of the process and that this is helping you be more of who you want to be. The contrast is reminding you of what it is you truly want and to keep the faith. Keep the faith. This is where I also think our faith in a sense gets tested, where it's like, God's like, do you trust me? Like, I know this is crazy and happening right now and you don't see a way maybe out or how it could get better, but do you trust me? And that's why I wanted to bring this up. So, another story that I have, I got so many stories where the law of polarity shows up. It shows up all the time. It was showing up for me earlier today when I was like wanting to create a podcast and my whole computer, I had no storage on my computer. I had to like fix all that. Things kept shutting down and I was like, what? Am I not meant to be a podcaster? Like the stuff started showing up in my mind. And then I was like, law of polarity, you're about to have a breakthrough, you know, like, and it helped me a lot. And then things got easier and I was like, keep the faith. And as I was thinking those thoughts, it's so interesting. I went to go get the mail and in the mail was a signed copy of a book from another author that wanted to come on my podcast. And that's the stuff I used to dream about, that someone would send me a signed copy of their book. You know, like what? A year ago, if somebody was like, oh, you're going to have a podcast and people are going to be listening to you and it's going to grow so much that other people are going to try to pitch you and then people are going to be sending you signed copies of your books, I'd be like, yeah, right. That's not going to happen for me. Like what? But it's happening. It's real life now. And I get to look at my vision board and see that those things have become a reality. But I'm bringing up the polarity thing because what was happening earlier when I was like, oh, I just want, you know, I want podcasting to be easier and all of that. Then the opposite thing was kind of showing up and creeping up with like all these issues on the computer. And then I was like, nope, part of the process. part of the process. And I go out and get the mail and I'm reminded, God wink, you're still on the right path, Ange. And anyways, there's so many more stories. I remember when I was craving like stability in my life and relationships with my home. Even I was about to, I'd make a decision if I was going to get a new apartment, this is years ago, or if I was going to purchase a home. And I had a relationship at the time. And anyways, I was praying for like, I just want more stability in my life, like with my significant other, with my home, yada, yada. And then I find out that my boyfriend was cheating on me. And I was like, what the heck? It's not what I wanted. The opposite was showing up, right? To show me, test my faith. It's like, well, what do you really want? Because I had to make a choice. Was I going to stay with someone like that? Right? And then I uncomfortably got out of the situation in those patterns. And then I ended up meeting my husband. But I'm just bringing this up because this is part of the deal. Opposites always showing up. We got to decide what we want to make things mean. Another thing that Stacy from the Evolved Consciousness, I can't remember the podcast right now, Stacy Hartman, anyways, she has so much good content on this kind of stuff, the Evolved Consciousness, I think that's what it's called. She talks about how sometimes the law of polarity kind of looks like it'll show up to give you a back door. So let's say, for example, that you've decided that you're going to take a different path in your career. And you're going to start pursuing a different path. And then like a bunch of opportunities show up related to the path that you either used to want or the current one you're on. And it's kind of like, ooh, you can stay in the comfort zone. You can keep doing this stuff. Or you can keep the faith and trust and move out in the direction that you want to go. So for example, for me, I remember when I was going to, when I left my job, I was going to leave my job to coach full time. And all these new job opportunities were showing up for me. Ones I used to want in the past. And I was like, well, is this a sign? Does this mean I should stay down this path? Like I'm on, I shouldn't pursue the scary route. Think of the hero's journey though, right? So the challenge shows up and I get a choice to make. Or like there's a path and it's like you can stay on this one where it's safe because it's dangerous over there. Right? So like I'm picturing like a road and someone pointing off like there's dragons over there. And then here it's safe, so you can stay over here, but then you can't really ever get to where you want to go. You kind of have to go through the dragons to get there. And it was kind of, you have the choice to make, but like the comfort zone is also presented to you as well, like to stay back here. So the law of polarity might show up too to give you a back door to get out, and then you got to make the choice is what I'm trying to say. I had so much coffee today and I'm so tired, so I hope this is coming off like you're getting the point of this. I just feel like I had to share with you all this info before I hit the road because somebody might be experiencing this in their life and I want to make sure that you make it mean something that serves you if you're experiencing the law of polarity. Okay, this is also when fear comes on really strong, when you, like I said, have the temptations to go back and your faith is tested. That's signs of the law of polarity showing up. And I want you, again, to remember that if there is a problem, the solution is always there too. It shows you the law of polarity, what needs to be released in you. That's another purpose of why it's showing up. And the whole point is that I don't want you to judge it as something bad or something that's gone wrong. Instead, see it as a part of the process and that things are happening for you. This is a part of the process. It's always darkest before dawn. You've heard people say that? True. Always darkest before dawn. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I have another note here that distracted me. Drama with like up-leveling. So like when you're going to up-level in your life, you're going to move to another version of yourself, right? There's always drama associated with that. Even in the mind. The mind is like, what? No, this is uncomfortable. You can't be that person. Like I'm so used to you being like this. And then triggers happen. You might even find yourself causing more drama in another area just because like you aren't uncomfortable with the person that you're starting to become. Like this is like subconscious stuff and kind of like some personal sabotage that we tend to do because the brain's trying to keep you where you're at because the brain is designed for, again, survival, not thriving. So I just want you guys to see this stuff as like it's normal. It's a normal part of the process, but you get to decide what you're going to do with the information that shows up. Okay. So, law of polarity showing up for you. I want you to get excited and know that something new is about to happen. You're ready for that breakthrough. I know I've said this so many times probably in this episode, but I feel like it was worth repeating. I know this was a quick episode, but I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you have a Merry Christmas and that you also spend some time thinking, reflecting on this year. Shoot, write down three things that you're proud of yourself for this year. Just three. You can find this pocket of time anywhere to do this. Type it in your phone if you need to when you're sitting in the car or while you're waiting on food to come to the table. Type three things that you're proud of yourself for and three prayers or goals that you want to see come to be reality in the next year. And just start putting it out there. I have a new vision course coming out in January of 2022. It's an awesome deal because it also involves three monthly group coaching sessions that go along with you doing this visioning course for an awesome price. And there's a lot of other bonuses, like you get an invitation to the 2022 vision retreat at the end of the year, it'll be. So there's all this goodness happening. If you want to know about that, definitely get on the list. I have a link in the show notes. It's the list I've been telling you guys about. It's angebarnard.com/CYV first to know. I think it's something like that. You'll see it in the show notes. So you can click there, get on that list because you want to know about this. Like, this is going to be fun. These are your people. You want to be involved with the accountability, sharing your vision together, all the things. All right. I love you guys so much. I hope you have, again, like I said, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Bye.